A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Restore, revive, refresh, and renew. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Lord of glory,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
According to the Spirit of Holiness, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God,
we go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and your house and bless you. Grace be with you. Glory to God the Father. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive your child according to your justice. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Most High, may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you and your house complete in every good work to do his will, working in you and your family what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May God, who is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, restore your soul and lead you and your people in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Christ we pray, our God and Father, will prepare a table before you and your family in the presence of your enemies. May he anoint your head with oil. May your cup run over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you and yours all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let your flesh be young like a child's. May you and yours return to the days of youth. May you and your family pray to God, and he will delight in you and your house. You and your people shall see his face with joy, for he restores to you his righteousness. Yes, in Christ we pray that Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you, will restore to you and your family the joy of his salvation and uphold you and yours with his generous spirit. According to his abundant mercy, may the Lord our God turn you and your family back to him, and you will be restored, and he will renew your days of old. Returning in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Praise the Lord according to his righteousness. Sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. In the name of Jesus, through whom grace and truth came, may the Lord our God bestow mercy on your house, hold and refresh you often, for Jehovah God did not forsake you and your house in your bondage, but he extended mercy to you and your people to revive you, to repair, restore, and reinforce your house, a building from God, a house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, to rebuild its ruins, and to give you and yours a wall in Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. In Christ we pray that God Almighty will restore to you and your family the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. May the Lord revive his work in you and your house. In the midst of the years, may he make it known and remember mercy and restore double to you and your family. In Christ we implore the God Most High to restore to your house all the land and territory that was given to you as an inheritance. For the Lord your righteousness shall bring you and your people in and plant you in the mountain of his inheritance, in the place which he has made for his own dwelling, the sanctuary which his hands have established. May he restore to you and your house all that was yours, all the proceeds of the field from the day that you left the land until now. May it please the Lord to restore your losses and give you twice as much as before. In Christ, we make request for you and your house, that God, the judge of all, restore every man's money in your bloodline from the beginning of time, all the wealth of your house, and may all your possessions be returned to your house in the year of Jubilee. That which has been stolen from you and your bloodline, let the thief restore sevenfold, even though he may have to give up all the substance of his house. Let you and your family delight yourselves also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And our Father in heaven will grant to you and yours according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. He shall increase your greatness and comfort you and your house on every side. May you and yours wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. You and your people shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not weary. You shall walk and not faint. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, that you and your people will be rested, refreshed, and well, that the Lord God will refresh your hearts, your spirits, and your souls. You and your people shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with his people, whom you are, and you and your house shall never be put to shame. Instead, excellent majesty will be added to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. The Lord preserves all who love him. Let your mouth speak the praise of the Lord and bless his holy name forever and ever. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that God will restore the excellence of your house. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus comes to your house that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy, he saved you through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on you and your house abundantly through Jesus Christ your Savior, that having been justified by his grace, you and your people should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All his works shall praise him, and his saints shall bless him. We shall speak of the glory of his kingdom, and talk of his power, to make known the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures throughout all generations. In Christ we entreat the favor of the Lord our God, in the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and pray for you and your house, that where sickness and disease has struck, that your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean, that God will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, that you be revived and stand on your feet. In Christ we pray that you and your house will return to the Lord, and where he is torn, he will heal you and your people, and where he has stricken, he will bind you and your people up. In Christ we pray that you and your family shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat or sun shall strike you by day, nor the moon by night, for he who has mercy on you will lead you, even by the springs of water he will guide you. Let us meditate on the glorious splendor of his majesty and on his wondrous works. We shall speak of the might of his awesome acts, and we will declare his greatness. We shall utter the memory of his great goodness, and shall sing of his righteousness. El Roi, the God who sees, has seen your ways, and in Christ we pray, in the precious name of Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, that where you and your house have been backsliding in the way of your heart, Jehovah will heal you. For the God of justice will teach transgressors his ways, for his ways are everlasting, and sinners shall be converted to him. Where God has chastised you and your house like an untrained bull, and although you may be ashamed and humiliated because you bear the reproach of your youth, may God restore you and your house to the Lord your God, that you may turn, repent, receive instruction, and be comforted in his comfort. For the Lord your Redeemer is the restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. May the God of life show you and your house his ways, teach you and your people his paths, lead you and yours in his truth, and teach you. For he is the God of your salvation. He will also lead you and your people and restore comforts to you. Keep silence before God, O coastlands, and let you and your people renew your strength. Let you and your family come near to God. Then let you speak, let you come near together for judgment. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him who is far off, and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy on his afflicted. The Lord comfort you. May your lips greatly rejoice when you sing to the Lord, and your soul, which he has redeemed. Let your tongues also talk of his righteousness all the day long. Your meditation be sweet to him, and let you and your house be glad in the Lord. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek your hurt. May it please the God of your salvation, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, to command the blessing upon you and your house. Behold, he has blessed you, and no one can reverse it. For there is no sorcery against you or your house, nor any divination against you or your people that will prosper. For yours, Father in heaven, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus, the covenant of the people, in Christ we ask the Lord God of hosts, restore you and your house, that he will revive you and your people and cause his face to shine upon you and your house. In Christ we pray that the Father of righteousness will revive and strengthen you and your family according to his word, that the God of love and peace will revive you and your people in his way and in his righteousness according to his loving kindness, so that you and your house may keep the testimony of his mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. In your affliction and the affliction of your bloodline, may the Lord who heals revive you and your house according to his justice and teach you his judgments. Let you and your people commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Though you and your family walk in the midst of trouble, he will revive you. He will stretch out his hand against the wrath of your enemies, and his right hand will save you and your house. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you and your people. His mercy endures forever, and he will not forsake the works of his hands. In Christ we pray, God will cause you and your family to hear his loving kindness in the morning, and cause you to know the way which you and your people should walk. In Christ we implore you to lift up your soul to Elohim, God our Creator. And he will teach you to do his will and lead you in uprightness, revive you and your people for his righteousness' sake, and bring your souls out of trouble. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to him, and he gives them their food in due season. He will open his hand and satisfy the desire of your heart. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus, the great high priest, let God's mercy come also to you and your house, his salvation, according to his word. May the God of mercy send chariots of salvation, the spirit of truth, and walk in the midst of your camp. May El Elyon, the most high God, give to you and your house a banner that it may be displayed because of the truth, that his beloved, you and your house, may be delivered, that he will save you and your house with his right hand and hear you and answer you. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. May the Lord of hosts stir up his strength and come and save you and your house. Restore you and your people to God. Cause his face to shine upon you and your family. In his mercy, may the God of glory thunders, cut off your enemies, and destroy all those who afflict your soul. May God your Father create in you a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within you and your people. Let him never cast you or your people away from his presence, nor take his Holy Spirit from you and your house. May the Lord your strength and your Redeemer revive you and your house, and raise you up that you may live in his sight, that you and your people know and pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to you and your house like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth. For the Lord our God will heal your backsliding. He will love you and your house freely. He will restore you and your family in the spirit of gentleness. He will be like the dew to your house. You shall grow like the lily and lengthen your roots like Lebanon. Your root shall spread out to the waters, and the dew shall lie all night on your branch. Your branches shall spread. Your beauty shall be like an olive tree, and your fragrance like Lebanon. Your scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Your fruit is found in God. You, being filled with fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of the Most High God. May you and your house understand these things. May you know them, for the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May it please God that in your house this generation shall praise his works to another and shall declare his mighty acts. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear your cry and save you and your house. Great is God's tender mercies. In the name of Jesus, God's holy servant, may the Lord revive you and your house according to his judgments. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. May the God of compassion let not you and your people be robbed and plundered, snared in holes, or hidden in prison houses. Because of the blood of your covenant with God, by the precious blood of Christ, as of lamb without blemish and without spot, God Almighty will set you and your house free from the waterless pit. May you and your people return to the stronghold of your God and become prisoners of hope. In Christ we pray that you and your people will extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Out of your house shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry, for the Lord our God will multiply you, and you shall not diminish. He will also glorify you, and you shall not be small. Let us extol him, our God, our King, and we will bless his name for ever and ever. Every day we will bless him, and we will praise his name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is well pleased. For his righteousness' sake he will magnify the law in your hearts and make you honorable. In your house may the Father make known his truth to the children. In the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, may father and child alike repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Let you and your people restore what you have stolen, or the things which you have extorted, or what was delivered to you for safekeeping, or the lost thing which you found, or all that about which you have sworn falsely. Let you and your people restore its full value and one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Christ we pray that you and your people put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that your inward man may be renewed day by day, precept upon precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. The Lord shall reign forever, our God, to all generations. We ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Redeemer, that God, our Father, will restore to your people a pure language, that you all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment, being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. In Christ we pray that Jesus will put his hand on your eyes and make you look up to your Father and Creator to see the things which are not seen, to see the things that are eternal, and that you and your people be restored, that you see everyone clearly. May the God of compassion restore you and your house again and keep you from drinking the wine of confusion. May the Lord send forth his Spirit and create in you and your people a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created you. God Almighty shall renew the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord endures forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works, you and your people. May you and your family bless the Lord with all your soul and all that is within you. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord with all your soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. May Jehovah Nissa, the Lord our banner, plead your cause and redeem you and your house. Revive you and your people according to his word. When you and yours are oppressed, may the Lord undertake for you. In Christ we ask the Lord, who is good and ready to forgive and abundant mercy, to restore your spirit from the bitterness of your soul and make you live an abundant life rich in the fruits of the Spirit. Let not a bitter root cling to you or take root in you, for we know that our Redeemer lives. In Christ we pray that you and your people will purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit of truth, in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. In Christ we pray that Jesus Christ will dwell in your heart through faith, and having been crucified with Christ, it will no longer be you who lives, but Christ living in you. In the life which you now live in the flesh, you shall live by faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. For though Christ was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For you also are weak in him, but you shall live with him by the power of God towards you. May you and your people examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Let us join with every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Being free from sin, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In the ruler over the kings of the earth,
as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite heart and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all your family shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. You shall walk no more after the stubbornness of your evil heart, for then God will restore to your people a pure language, that you may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord.
God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.